I'm just going to share a little thought with you, and I want to keep the altars open, so I promise you I will not take very long. God had put something on my heart as we were worshiping and just admonishing His presence. And I just got to share it with you. There was a woman in the Bible that had a great physical issue that was related to her blood. And everything that she had tried to do, she could find no solution for. She had sought doctors and physicians and went every possible place that she could go. And I don't know if you've ever been here before, but how many of us can relate with me tonight that you've been like that you had no other place to go? Have you been in a place where you felt like you had nowhere to go? But one day, a moment came for this woman. She'd spent everything she had. She was at the end of the road, didn't know what else to do. Some of us in here are feeling in the depths of my spirit, don't know what else to do. God wanted to show off here in this place tonight so that you could see in real people that sometimes don't have any other place to go, that there is still life to be had in this world through the hope of Jesus Christ. Can somebody give God praise in this place tonight for the better hope that you have? Hallelujah. For what He's already done for you, for what He's doing in your life, for the great gifts, callings, and wonders and signs that follow each of God's children. I thank God that I don't just walk by me, but there's signs that go with me, that you see hope in my life. Had no other place to go, didn't know what else to do. And I'm speaking to some people in here tonight. Sometimes I preach and I'm asking God, where am I preaching to? And I don't feel it, but tonight I feel it. So I want to be brief. And sometimes we don't know where it's going to come from and how we're going to get it, or who's going to help us in this next thing, and how long we must endure this present suffering. Sometimes we'll get in this place and it's very difficult to be faithful when we're afflicted. Thank God for each and every one of you that's came tonight, where you made the right choice. For when you come to the house of God, you will receive a word of hope and encouragement for you. And if you'll be willing to offer yourself, you'll be amazed at what God can do. This woman had spent everything she had, done all she'd known to do, sought the wisdom of the world and all that we have learned about the anatomy of a human body, and had nothing else left to do. There was a day where Jesus was passing by and there was such a crowd around Christ that she couldn't even think to get up towards to where He was. But I want to remind us tonight that there has to be a substance in you that even though you may not see Christ in the fullness of His presence, but if you just know that He's passing by, that should stir you and cause you to come alive in His presence. Oh, hallelujah. There was an unction of faith that she took just to get to where He was. And there was a thought. And this is the two things I want to get out of my spirit tonight. She said, if I could just but touch the hem of His garment, I know that I'll be made whole. You want to talk about a voice of hope in the modern day that we live in? I'm so tired of Christians talking about how bad things are. If we could get back to a place where we would say, if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I know that this mess has nothing to be compared to the goodness of God. Some of us need to get out of the mess and go on and press in to the hem of His garment just to get where His presence is. And when you do, you'll feel, you won't have to argue with preacher, you'll feel the hope in your life. Some of us are at the end of the road tonight, but I just want to speak that in your spirit. If I could just touch. The other part I want to leave with you tonight that's in the depths of my spirit is that in the moment that contact had been made, we'll come back to contact, but in the moment contact had been made, Jesus stopped everything that was going on and took a moment in time to announce the glory of God. He said that I perceive that this virtue has went out of me. Healing virtue had left me. In other words, He was saying, I found somebody out here that has some faith to believe, oh, in what I can do. Oh, hallelujah. And I know that as that woman touched the hem of his garment, that she was made whole and cleansed from this disease. Now, some of us may be just absolutely overwhelmed with the cares of life or the sins that continually befall us. But I want to preach just for 30 seconds and I'll get out of your way. If we can get the faith just to take the first step out of the trouble and the first step out of the mess, we'll know what it feels like to have contact with Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. When you have contact with Christ, it'll show on you. You won't look miserable. When you have contact with Christ, it'll cause you to praise Him. The point of contact is when two objects meet at which they touch. Some of us want to move from God but won't take the first step to make contact. That'll preach right there. Sometimes God's trying to stir through the songs, stir through the Word of God. Everybody begins to wonder, what in the world is God going to do for my situation? And contact is trying to be made. The glory of God will come down just like it has tonight. And all you've got to do is just believe and say, God, I'm reaching up and I'm making contact. And no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. If somebody would just reach out for themselves, they would feel the glory of God. I perceive that this virtue has gone out of me. God sees you're at the end of the road, and there's nothing else left to do. But if you'll press in and get past yourself, God will touch your situation tonight. He will. I believe that with all my heart. For whomever this is for in this place, I don't want you to be hindered by anything. This woman had to get past people and just give me a space where I can get in to where Jesus is. Just devil, get out of my way so that I can press in to where the hem of the garment is. Mind, thoughts, life, just get out of my way for a moment that I'm able to make contact with the throne room of God. Oh, hallelujah. As we pray tonight, and pray in your spirit, and if God is touching you, I felt it early when I prayed that conviction was going to be heavy in the house of God. God is giving you an opportunity, oh, to come and make contact. For when you make contact, you may not see it tomorrow, and you may not see it the next day, but let me tell you what you will have. You'll have a comfort in your heart to know that if I have a lot or a little, that everything else will be okay. Whether I have what I'm looking for, or whether I have just what God's gave me, I know everything else will move from my life. Hallelujah. Would you come and help us pray tonight? And is that you? Would you please come and let God move? I feel such a stirring of the Holy Ghost. If you just come out and just sincerely call, you'll have contact tonight in the Spirit of God. There's not going to be any peace when you're weary tomorrow. Make contact with God today. Let Him touch your situation.